Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, loyal, faithful Twan Talk listeners. My name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of the fabulous international podcast via the Blog Talk Radio show host platform. And I want to welcome you on today. Today is episode 27 of Twan Talk. We're going to discuss prayer, love, and share an excerpt by Mayor Baba from his book regarding love. We're going to talk about his message centering around the three types of love, and I pray that it blesses you. Today is Wednesday, January 6th. 2016. Family, can you believe that we are already in 2016? Wow. What a fantastic time. Exciting time. It is the new year, meaning a fresh start at another year. As God gives us strength, as God gives us the ability, the ideas to live our best life now as we implement them, forgetting what is behind us, pressing forward for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Like Paul said, he stays in the press for press forward for the prize. And family, I humbly submit this is what we have to do on today. This is what we have to do now and forevermore. We have to stay focused. Because of the terrors of this world, and sometimes life being unfair, because honestly, life is a mystery. No one has it all figured out. No one who resides on this side of heaven. That's why I encourage us to simply say three simple words, I don't know. When we are asked questions or posed questions that we simply have no answer for, instead of us just pulling something out of a hat like a magician does with a rabbit, sometimes it's wise for us to humbly acknowledge our humanness, huh? Because only God is omnipresent. Acknowledge our humanness and just simply say, I don't know. If we don't know, we don't know. When we know better, we do better. As the great poet and playwright Maya Angelou would say, sometimes, family, the best answer is silence because we do not know. We have a lot of time left in the broadcast and in the podcast, and I apologize for the technical difficulties we had today at the switchboard with scheduling the show and making it go live. We encountered several challenges, but I'm so happy that we're here now. Sometimes in life, as I stated earlier, life sometimes is not fair. And when we're dealing with technology, I have a degree in IT networking and computer science, so I'm used to dealing with technology, but even technology needs an operator that has a conscious level and the ability to reason. And when we deal with technology, technology is not perfect. Just like we are not perfect. But in all things, we must persevere. In all things, we must never quit and never give up, family. For it's in this perseverance, and when we are tried by the fires of life and the darts of life, the fiery darts of life, that we're able to stand and we develop and cultivate the intestinal fortitude to move forward in love and in peace and in unity. And then God is glorified. I want to get a few housekeeping measures out of the way, family. We have about 30 minutes left in the broadcast and about 22 minutes left in the live podcast. I have we're going to shift a little bit with how I bring these podcasts to you. FYI, we are not recording via video, and so there will be no video with this being uploaded on my YouTube channel. So there is no video for episode 27 entitled Twan Talk Prayer and an excerpt on Three Types of Love by Meher Baba, the Indian philosopher, the Indian, as they sometimes say in the secular world, guru. That's an interesting word to say, guru, right? I would say avatar. Okay, so having said that, let's get a few things, housekeeping measures, out of the way. If you would like to listen to this podcast, call in and listen to it live, you may do so by dialing 713-955-0672. Again, please allow me to reverberate. If you wish to listen to Twan Talk live podcast while we are recording live, please call 713-955-0672. Please feel free to share this number. We endeavor to record Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., sometimes 7:30, depending on how we're able to set up the show. But we endeavor to record Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, at 7 a.m., and then if you are unable to tune into the live podcast, feel free to visit any of my social media accounts or my Blog Talk Radio show host page, and you can access the archives. And the archives are great, family, because a lot of you are fantastic live listeners. I look at the analytics, and you guys are tuning in across the nation in masses, listening to the show live, calling into the show live, and just letting your presence be known. Thank you so much. But some of the people within the Twan Talk community, they may live in a different time zone. So it is not feasible for them because they may be resting during the time of the live podcast. So you guys actually access the show via the various plethora of links that are out here for the show and also via my social media online community, Twan Talk, mainly my Twitter page or maybe my Facebook page or something like that, or my official Twan Talk blog that I've had for years. And you listen to the archive portion, and even if you listen to the live broadcast, family, I encourage you, at your convenience, access the links via my social media platform, because we most definitely sometimes go into overdrive, and we have anywhere between 10 or 15 additional minutes that are not included on the live show. And it really blesses people, because it blesses me, huh? As we move forward, family, I'm going to shift, and you know this show has gone through many changes, but my will is to do that of He who sent me. And basically, He sent all of us. I'm talking about God. My life is not my own. And so this show, I've been in the game for over a decade, and this show has gone through many changes. When I returned about a month ago, close to a month ago now, I returned with a feature, Twan Talk Headline. But now I am going to record the podcast and just and take off the headlines portion and just record and go back to the podcast being entitled Twan Talk, where I talk with you and I share what it is God would have me share with you on today. Prayer is very important, family to God. And so it is important to us, and it's important to the Twan Talk Online community family. So I will also include and continue to include powerful, powerful prayer content by Brother Richmond A.J. Menza out of Ghana, West Africa. West Africa. Mother Africa, baby. Huh? Y'all know I'm all about the international audience. I love being an American. But the world looks to America as the land of opportunity. And so since God has blessed me with an international anointing and an international platform via this podcast, I am concerned about other countries, other nations, for the call and the office in which I operate in. I am humbled to speak and pray for and speak to the nation. And let God be glorified. Having said this, family, right now we're going to temporarily suspend me getting into headlines via the podcast. I may record videos in which I talk about news headlines, both domestic and international. However, family, I don't know if you've noticed or if you looked at the news or anything like that, but headlines, news headlines, current events, they tend to be or magnify or sensationalize behavior that is performed out of the lower nature, huh? Not the God-centered consciousness of love. And so as the Holy Spirit, who is the CEO of my life and this podcast, as it has me to really, really focus in on God's message of love by various philosophers, by various people who are living and who have transitioned from this life form, from this life force, huh? They're still with us, but not in the physical sense of the word. But they have left teachings or quotes or what have you to inspire us to be better, to be greater, to be all that God created us to be. So, sometimes, family, I don't share this with you, and those of you who are in my close inner circle, you know sometimes how headlines may affect me, but the gifts in which I operate in. Headlines, some of them really affect me, and some of them drain my energy, whether I want them to or not, and then there are other headlines that call out to me. And so having said this, family, what I'm going to do is, via the Twan Talk Twitter online community, I will weekly share headlines that interest me. I pray they interest you. If they don't, that's fine. To God be the glory. God bless you. But if they do, I encourage you to like them and to share them out within your social media platform to educate humanity on what is currently going on from a current event perspective in the news. Huh? We can't just stay in a box. We have to be cognizant of what's going on in the world so that we can know what to pray about. However, family, sometimes because of the negative connotation and the negative energy that is attached to some headlines, especially when they're operating out of the lower nature, when humans are operating out of their lower nature, their ugly nature, huh? I do not wish to sort of include them right now on the podcast. So right now, going forward, until I get a release from the precious Holy Spirit, this podcast of Twan Talk, we will speak on love. We will edify humanity. We will speak on prayer.
And to God be the glory. Also, a lot of you have contacted me, want to give an update about something I am working on behind the scenes, which is mainly targeted to self-published authors and independent music artists. Shortly, my team and I will be offering very affordable multimedia interview packages to help you raise awareness about your book, your product, or your CD if you are a music artist via this platform, via this podcast, the radio show, to help you connect with your targeted demographic, your fan base, your devotees. But then, family, also because you guys know that I love to help out charities that are doing great things and where the dollar, the majority of the dollar, is not going to administrative costs or overhead, but it is going towards the mission and the vision of the charity. So 10% of what I earn on the back end, once my team and I roll out packages, 10% of that will be earmarked for a charity and to go towards charities of my choice. So when you invest in yourself and investing in these multimedia packages and partnering with this podcast, as we endeavor to spread love throughout the nations and encouragement throughout the nations, we will also perpetuate our community service and our giving. And so when you invest in these packages, you will also be helping out a bunch of charities that do a lot of great work, and they may not always get the credit, and they may not always meet their budget. But we will most definitely, as God allows us, earmark money from our earnings and send checks to them to help them. Because family, it's not about me, it's about God. So I don't need to start a foundation or what have you. If there is someone that God gave the vision for to feed children or to, like St. Jude's, we give to St. Jude's to help out families whose children are affected by cancer and they don't ever give them a bill. And we just donated to them for the holidays. And we've donated to them before. We just donated to Wounded Warrior. And they do remarkable work for our military and their family. We donated to the Fisher House. It is my intention. I just received thank you cards from all of these fabulous nonprofits. And it's my intention to capture the thank you cards because they didn't have to send them to us. And post them online, not to brag about what we are doing, but I have remained silent in the area of my giving and our giving, family, just because I don't want to draw attention to myself. But God is saying, and God is shifting the energy and setting the atmosphere, that it is really not about me and me wanting to remain in the background. God is elevating this show. God is, you would be surprised who is listening to this podcast and who contacted me and wanting to help us to increase this platform, and we need your help. So if you can help out this podcast, baby, we want to hear from you. Huh? You can email the show at twanallen@gmail.com. If you want to partner with this show, if you believe in this show, you want to find out what the vision is, because this is only in part. But family, I say this, you'd be surprised. Who is listening to this podcast? So it is not about me. It is about us. It's about God. It's about love. which I humbly submit we need more of, because love is the answer. The good book refers to love, charity, as the greatest gift of all. And this is the vein in which we operate out of. This is the spirit in which we operate out of. And family, just like the negative headlines that I post and that we read about and we magnify, they are diametrically opposed to the positive headlines and the random acts of kindness that we never hear about. We never hear about the random acts of kindness. All of them, like the majority of them, you know, every now and again, especially if you tune in to Deborah Norville of Inside Edition. That's my girl. I've been looking at it since I was a kid. I love Inside Edition. They create a balance. They don't always sensationalize stuff. They have a way of producing that show where at least you sort of feeling good. They put in some feel good stories along with the muck and the ugliness of humanity. And I love the show, and I love Mrs. Deborah Norville and the whole Inside Edition family. But family, what we're going to do here is sometimes when we give to these charities and things like that, I may post up some stuff. Not to brag on myself or what have you, because God is my source, and outside of Him, I can do nothing. But it is to raise awareness, centered around these charities' visions and causes, and to publicly encourage support, because this world system operates off of money. This world system here, this universal global economic system, operates off a universal currency of money. Our podcast, the currency we use is love. But I'm talking about the world system, family. The vision that God has put before me as I answer the call and continue to answer the call, it's going to cost money. But He is my source, so I just do what I can do now with the resources that my team and I have now to help you and to help humanity. But I believe by faith, as God increases our sphere of influence, as God enlarges our territory, Twan Talk online community, family, Twan Talk listening audience, by faith, if God continues to favor this podcast, people with positions and resources that can help us, I believe, and I release this by faith, they will begin to come forward out of love to inquire, hey, how can I help you? What can I do? This is who I am. I have the ability to do this. Let me open and help open this door for you. I believe by faith, family, God is going to favor this podcast, and we will be able to serve humanity more and increase our giving, the amounts that we give to different charities. But people have to know about us. So continue to go ham on the sharing, especially the retweet. You guys are excellent at that, especially the podcast, the content, the blog post. Let's go ham as we glorify God. People need to see activity. We will begin, family. I release this into the atmosphere under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. People, we begin to take notice because of you, not me. Your activity, your social media activity through retweets and likes and whatever else God leads you to do. And the world will begin to hear from heaven and help us to increase this platform of love. And God will be glorified. And what you do, family, in secret, God will reward you openly. And so, this is still in earth, as it is in heaven. The favor of God that is upon my life, beloved, to anyone who is listening within the sound of my voice, I decree and I declare that the same favor that is upon my life, that is upon your life now, the same favor that is upon current and past philosophers who had a message of love and encouragement and self-help in the personal development industry, life-changing messages, the same favor that is upon the greats like a Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or a Meher Baba or a Jesus Christ or a Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Mother Teresa, that same favor is upon us now. Those listening within the sound of my voice, if you can believe and receive this now in love, and come together as one and focus on God and focus on love and prayer, I declare and I decree that supernaturally we will, 2016 and beyond, begin to see doors open for us and our family because of the favor of God. So I bless you. With 10 seconds left in the live podcast before we go into overdrive and we share about love and peace and prayer, I bless you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name, I pray, amen. And if you believe this on today, and if you receive this blessing on today, you say amen and amen. Come into agreement and receive your blessing, not from me, but from God who has sent me on today, this Wednesday, to encourage you. As we move forward, wow, God is amazing, y'all. God is up to something. We have about 10 minutes left in this overdrive portion. What we're going to do now, we're going to go to Brother Richmond A.J. Menza, go say his prayer for today. He's graciously given us permission to use his original prayer content. You may check him out via his Instagram account. I have included a link in the podcast on the show host page. You can find a link to Brother Menza's Instagram account. If you visit my blog, if you go to Twan Talk Hotlink, the first link you may click on is to a link that takes you directly to Brother Menza's prayer content via his Instagram account. Support him, pray for him, love on him as God expands his online prayer ministry and his ministry in general, because powerful. It is simply powerful how God utilizes this man of God, this man of valor, all the way from Ghana, West Africa. He is partnered and is a partner, and he covers this podcast and he covers us. and is a great asset and resource to us Twan Talk listeners. So I ask you continue to pray for him, as I do and my staff does. So there's a beautiful picture that says this: "My God, who began it, shall surely accomplish it." And the prayer is this: "Dear God, Lord Almighty, I just want to let you know that I love you so much, and I trust you with my life and all that you have blessed me with. I am so, so grateful and forever thankful, O Lord, my helper. Amen." And then we go into a scripture here from John 3:16. And it reads, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in," meaning trusts in, clings to, relies on him, speaking of Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, "shall not perish, come to destruction, or be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him," through Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen, somebody. Hallelujah. That is powerful. Before we close out this podcast, I ask that you continue to keep the Strickland family, mainly Helen Strickland, in your prayers. Her husband, Craig Strickland, was a 29-year-old country music lead frontman for the group Back Road Anthem from Fayetteville, Arkansas. He was married to the former Miss Arkansas, Helen Elizabeth. Both of them are devout Christians, family. And the headline is simply this: many of you know, I've been praying for this family since Tuesday, December 29th. You can check my timeline as to the reason why. Well, many of you now know the reason why. Craig went duck hunting on December 26, 2015 with a friend, Chase Moreland, and the duo went missing for 7 days. Craig was found dead on January after authorities, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, confirmed that they had found his boat capsized before finding his body. Family, I humbly request you keep his family, his beautiful family, his beautiful wife, Helen, the Back Road Anthem band members and family, fan base, their devotees, in your prayers as they grieve their loss of this beautiful, beautiful man, Mr. Craig Strickland. I've been praying for them all since December 29th. I personally do not know this man nor his family. I had never honestly heard of the band. But because of the gifts in which I operate out of, someone from the online community, a special, special person from our online Twan Talk community, on December 29th brought this headline to my attention. And I let her know I would pray. I would research this headline and pray and see how the Holy Spirit would have me pray. And on December 29th, I made 2 Twitter posts. And you can check my online Twitter account to see the contents, or Instagram. And I still remain prostrate before my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this family. And I humbly request, if at all possible, you do the same. Family, we have a few minutes left in the podcast. I would like to read on episode 26, I alluded to the fact, family, that I was going to share an excerpt with you on love from Meher Baba, the Avatar, right? So I want to share an excerpt with you before we close out the podcast from Meher Baba's book on love that I was recently blessed with by the beautiful and gorgeous Margaret Bucher. Fantastic woman. She's in her 80s, family. She has the energy of a 20-year-old. And her husband, Uncle Don, is just amazing. They've been married for like 60-something years, and they're so beautiful and cute together. I pray that I experience great love like them within a marriage one day. They have a beautiful home, a beautiful marriage, and they invited me in, and they loved on me and embraced me, and they blessed me with gifts, and I am very grateful. So, without further ado, family, if the podcast cuts off on us before we complete this excerpt, to God be the glory. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of this Twan Talk International Podcast. I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lord's will. Thank you for your support. Thank you for going ham on the likes and sharing of this content. Please share out this podcast. Tell someone, one person, about this podcast, and God will bless you because we are a community. So, family, having said that, let's go into briefly Baba's commentary by sharing an excerpt from his book on love, centering around three combinations of love and reason. And it reads, three combinations of love and reason. Thus, human love can enter into three types of combination with reason. In the first type, the sphere of thought and the sphere of love are kept as separate as possible. The sphere of love is practically inaccessible to the operation of reason, and love is allowed little or no access to the object of thought. Complete separation between these two aspects of the spirit is, of course, never possible, but when there is an alternate functioning of love and reason oscillating in their predominance, we have a love which is unilluminated by reason, or a reason which is unenlivened by love. And the second type of love and reason are both simultaneously operative, but they do not work in harmony with each other. Though this conflict creates confusion in the necessary phase in the evolution of higher state where there is a real synthesis of love and reason. In the third type of love, the synthesis between love and reason is an accomplished fact, with the result that both love as well as reason are so completely transformed that they precipitate the emergence of a new level of consciousness, which, compared to the normal human consciousness, is best described as super consciousness. Qualitative variety in love. Human love makes its appearance in the matrix of the ego consciousness, which has countless desires colored by these factors in many ways. Just as we get an ever-changing variety of designs in a kaleidoscope by various combinations of simpler elements, we find an almost limitless qualitative variety in the range of love, owing to novel combinations of psychic factors. And just as there are infinite shades of color in different flowers, so there are diverse, delicate differences in human love, lower forms of love. Human love is enriched by a number of obstructive factors, such as infatuation, lust, greed, anger, and jealousy. Wow, this is powerful, family. In one sense, even these obstructive factors are either forms of lower love or inevitable side results of these lower forms of love. Infatuation, lust, greed might be looked upon as perverted and lower forms of love. In infatuation, a person is enamored of a sensual object. In lust, he develops a craving for sensations in relation to it. And in greed, he desires to possess it. Of these three forms of lower love, greed has a tendency to extend from the original object to the means of obtaining it. Thus, persons become greedy for money or power or fame, which can be instruments for possessing the different objects that are craved. Anger and jealousy come into existence when these lower forms of love are thwarted or threatened to be thwarted. Wow. Family, we're going to pick this up tomorrow. This, I pray that you've been blessed by episode 27 of Twan Talk. We're going to perpetuate reading this excerpt on love. We're going to continue to pray. Please allow me, as I close out this podcast, to share something very powerful with you that the Holy Spirit had me share via my blog, Twan Talk, on this topic of spiritual discipline for life, created Sunday, January 3rd, 2016, and it reads, I am praying for us now, family. From this moment forward, pray to God more in the spirit of humility. Practice silence more than speaking. Seek to serve humanity more than take. Pursue divine love more than hate above anything else. Trust God with your life, health, and strength. Be positive now. God is with you. God is for you in the complexity of life. Seek light, not darkness.